Good morning and welcome to Spotlight on Bracebridge, coming to you from our temporary studio at the YWCA here in Bracebridge. I'm your host today, Katrina Scarlett. I don't have a co-host because Steve has decided to go hunting, I hear. But we have a fabulous guest with us, who is Gord Dernan, who's the Vice Chair of Muskoka Community Foundation. Welcome.
Good morning, Katrina. Nice to be here.
Thank you very much. It's a nice, brisk day out there, eh?
The sun's shining in Muskoka, as it always should.
Yeah, it's going to get warm. I'm loving it. It's going to be a nice day. It's been a nice couple days, actually.
Golf yesterday.
You did?
Certainly.
Where did you golf?
At Muskoka Highlands.
Fabulous
18 holes.
They are actually probably one of the ones that stays open the longest, I think.
You're right.
Like as long as I go, every time I go by there, there's somebody out there. And yeah, We could probably get in a golf round in the next couple of days based on the forecast. Might have to keep that in my mind. So, Gord, I personally don't know too much about the Muskoka Community Foundation. So I imagine there's others out there like me who are a little bit unknown to this territory. So maybe you can give us a bit about the history.
Okay, Katrina, Community Foundation started back in the mid-20s. When someone in Winnipeg who had been very successful in terms of their business career and family in Winnipeg left a small amount of money to the community of Winnipeg to be invested forever and to help benefit the future of the community of Winnipeg.
Wow.
And that $500 became $1,000. Then somebody else gave $10,000, and somebody else gave $25,000. And eventually, Winnipeg had a very substantial amount of money invested, and every year the interest income went to help improve the quality of life for citizens and the charities and the nonprofits in Winnipeg.
Wow.
And that whole concept took off over the years.
People hearing about it.
Hearing about it and saying, hey, what a great way to say thank you to the community where I've been successful and my family and my employees and business have been successful, to leave the money to my community.
Mm-hmm.
So community foundations were created. They slowly percolated up over the years. And back in the 70s and 80s, there was maybe 30 or 40 of them. Muskoka Community Foundation was an idea that I had seen because I spent my whole career in hospital foundation work, that they benefited everybody, large and small. So when I retired in 2005, some of the donors that had been very supportive of South Muskoka Hospital Foundation called and said, in your retirement, you need something to do. And, you know, one of the people lived in Calgary and was involved with the Community Foundation in Calgary. Somebody was involved with the Community Foundation in Kitchener-Waterloo. Somebody involved in the Community Foundation in Toronto or Oakville or Hamilton or Kingston. And they said, we're all cottagers. And we have funds, family funds, that are invested in our home communities that support all kinds of wonderful charities and work within our where we live. But we're cottagers and we're Muskoka people at heart.
Yeah.
We think we need a community foundation in Muskoka so that we can put money into it, put our capital, not our annual donations.
Yeah.
We're always going to do our annual donations to the hospital and to the Watershed Council and to, you know,
the Y
and all of the other great Muskoka charities. But where can we put capital? Where could we put $100,000 or $500,000 or where we could leave our part of our will to?
Yeah.
So that we would know it would be invested forever to help the passion that we have for generations of loving Muskoka. And then the Community Foundation could manage that with our guidance, with our advice, so it becomes a donor-advised fund.
Nice.
And every year we could meet and talk about what's important in Muskoka, what's new in Muskoka, what's challenging in Muskoka, and where should we spend some of this investment income to make a difference.
Wow.
So after those conversations that sort of went on for about a year and a half or 2 years.
So your brain was probably going.
Yeah, my brain was going all over the place. And so I found another volunteer in the investment business and said, would you join us? I found another gentleman who'd been involved in a community foundation in British Columbia that was now living in Bracebridge.
Had some experience.
You know, and I found somebody else that from Huntsville who was a cottager but had lived in London, who'd been involved with the community foundation in London and in Hamilton. And she was a cottager. And she said, could join with you in creating the Community Foundation. And she says, I even have a private foundation, so I could help pay for the incorporation. You know, and
you're a well-connected man, I'm learning here, Gord.
So all of a sudden, we had all these wonderful people came together, and we applied for charitable status, created the Community Foundation of Muskoka the end of 2007. Mm-hmm. I think it was in December. We got our charter. So in 2008, and we made the very first gift was I made a gift of $300 at the end of December because we just got our charter.
Yeah.
And it was like we had 4 days, so we wanted to make our first thing. So I made a gift of $300, and we gave $100 each to the Salvation Army in Huntsville, Bracebridge, and Gravenhurst.
Aww.
And since then, we've been off and running, and we've probably contributed almost $300,000.
Wow.
To community inspired actions from charities and nonprofits in Muskoka in that 8-year time.
Wow.
So then some of the donors that helped create this, you know, they put in some capital of, you know, $50,000, $100,000, mm-hmm. you know, or $5,000, $10,000,
whatever they can, yeah.
And we started to build both a community advised funds and other funds.
Wow.
So it's been kind of fun to watch because people come from all sectors of Muskoka to say,
yeah.
I'm very fortunate. I have a little extra cash in my portfolio or that I don't need for daily living and mm-hmm. for my retirement years. So I'd like to invest it where I believe in, and that's Muskoka.
Yeah.
And so we serve all of Muskoka. We serve Huntsville and Dwight and Dorset and Minette and Port Carling and Ballard.
Yeah.
And so it's great, and people can give us funding and create a family advised fund or a business advised fund for Lake of Bays Township.
So they can kind of specify this is the area in particular too.
Yeah, so they can do it by geography.
Okay.
Or they can say, no, we love all of Muskoka. Use it where it's most important.
We're not picky. Yeah.
Or we can say, I want to use it for healthcare, 50% for healthcare, 25% for the environment, 25% for the arts.
That's really impressive because I don't think I think a lot of people are worried about leaving or giving a sum of money to a foundation or a charity because they don't necessarily know where the money's going to go.
Yeah.
So it's neat to hear that in this case, they can kind of almost divvy it up and give people some directive.
Right. So they can, and this is really the best way is to have them become donor advisors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so we would meet with them every year and say, you've got $15,650 of investment income that you can now give away this year.
Yeah.
Last year you did, you know, so much for, you know, the YMCA and for so much for Muskoka Heritage Foundation mm-hmm. and so much for Celebration of the Arts in Huntsville and so much. And we can talk about what they'd like to do this year.
So the next year they could shift it up.
Can shift it around a bit if there's a new initiative or they fell in love or they got involved as a volunteer or whatever. Then they can start to talk about how do we as a family make the most impact. And then we bring those recommendations to our board of the Community Foundation to approve them.
Gotcha.
And then we issue the checks and things to the particular charity so they can get on with their work.
And just to specify, I know we talked about this in the pre-show interview, but all of these donations are towards not-for-profit or other charities of some sort.
Because we're a registered charity with Canada Revenue Agency, we must give to a charity. Then the charity actually does the work.
Right. So you're not donating money to, say, like the arena here in town. That wouldn't be necessarily. Well, it may be by extension.
By extension, you see, one of the nice things we have is that communities, like every town, can be registered with CRA to act as a registered charity.
Okay, that makes sense.
So if we had a family that were big into figure skating
they could technically do it to the town.
And they were building a new arena and they had a family fund and they wanted to give $10,000. We could give it to the municipality for that purpose.
I understand. And then just give the directive as to.
And give the directive.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. This is my whole brain's already going in a million directions.
We can work with donors and families in almost any way possible. Great example would be Dara Howell.
Yep.
When she won the Olympic gold, we've been talking to her and her family for a year and a half before she won that Olympic gold in mm-hmm. Sochi. And when she came back and said, let's do it. So we created the Dara Howell Fund.
Gotcha. Okay.
And capital came into that fund from their family and from friends of Dara's and all kinds of community
sources. Any donations, yeah.
And now we have the Dara Howell Fund, and it's in support of young women in Muskoka that want to excel in athletics, a wide variety of athletics.
Doesn't have to be specific to winter sports.
Doesn't have to be winter sports. It doesn't have to be, you know, her, could be swimming. Her particular sport, but it could be any sport. The whole concept is she wants to say young women in Muskoka need a leg up.
Yeah.
For coaching and for travel to various events so they can excel.
That's awesome.
And so we're able to do that because we also then partner with True Sport Canada. So True Sport Canada was created along with Community Foundations of Canada.
Oh, okay. So they go hand in hand.
To support athletes.
Right.
Where we as a community foundation can't support the athlete directly.
But you can support them, and then
yeah. So if we have an athlete recommended by the Dara Howell Fund advisory group, and it's not in a sport where there's a registered charity connected, we can give it to True Sport Canada, who is the registered charity, and they can transfer that $1,000 or $750 or $1,200 to that individual in Dwight or Dorset or wherever.
We're gonna have to take a quick break. Okay. You're on an awesome roll. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we have to take a quick break for a sponsor message, and we'll be right back.
Beautiful.